This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton off of 35 in Bush. Thanks to Stella Artois. Join us. You want to play some pickleball? This is the place to do it. You want to sample some Stella Artois? We got that here for you, as well as 3 hours of sports content. Rangers baseball is coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's get some runs, boys. General, at your service, at ease. There's Broadus with the sheesh. You know, I think we all feel that right now when it comes to these Texas Rangers. You got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup back home, Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Fixing to go 3 hours flawless here with you on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. Chiefs in the house. Salute to you, sir. Salute to Wooly Bully, who held it down there with Majors there for 4 hours of KMC Masterpiece. So effectively, you do get 7 hours of Nation today. That's how you could look at it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Woolchuck, working with KMC Masterpiece, did for you today. And it was great listening to Woolchuck. He was in his bag all 4 hours.
He was, dude. He had that type of energy of a guy who was going to be off at 2 o'clock on a Friday.
Yes.
You know, just soaring into the weekend, feeling fantastic. I was happy for him. I really was. You could sense it.
Yes. We have Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here at Pickler Universe in Carrollton.
Yeah, a little nervous.
That's a Thunder.
Ruby Tuesday.
What happened?
Thunderdomer over there.
Little pucker situation.
Yeah,
big-time pucker.
Not too pleased with what's going on right now.
Well, that's what he gets for turning his back on the Mavs all those years ago and choosing the Thunder.
Boy, I think you got
that
right.
What did it for you? Was it the KD team? Yeah, the KD team. Yeah, there was a lot of gravity to that squad. And he's not the only DFW resident who chose to pull for those Thunder. And I imagine you're quite nervous today, you know, considering Halliburton showed I can play. And, you know, the Pacers had a pretty good game plan. I just feel like, though, that's desperate team theory, hard to eliminate them on their court, yeah. And they got the emotional surge. I still do feel like the Thunder are going to easily handle them in Game 7.
Well, we'll see. I sent Rick a text message. I did let him know that Woolchuck has been riding with him the whole time, though.
Nice.
I hadn't heard back from him, but I said, "Hey, Woolchuck's been riding with you. You know, we're fanboys for you." But Woolchuck was the one that
believed.
Pacers in seven.
Yeah, he believed. He surely believed.
I mean, do you think Rick Carlisle is actually going to cook up the answers for slowing down the Thunder and getting buckets into Game 7? I can't rule it out. I just think, holy cow, as Rodeo Ron struts into Pickler Universe here on a Friday afternoon. The legend himself, Rodeo Ron, gracing us with his presence. Good afternoon, sir.
That dude.
I don't think there's any what you drink and what you thinking going on, but we'll definitely be having a good time with Ron and all the other Tolos who come out here to play some pickleball.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that. But what do you guys think about the Rick Carlisle situation? You know, he's one of the best coaches of his generation. Do you see him putting together a game plan, going there and getting a win, or are you with me where it feels like this is
you know
inevitable?
Me, man. I'm always going to think Rick's the best coach out there, but it, you know, in reality, Oklahoma City at home is going to be tough.
Yeah, that's
not going to be, you know, that's going to be one of those things where all of a sudden, now you go down there and all of a sudden they, you know, Indiana gets some momentum. Now Indiana will play. I mean, they will play like their coach. They will play hard and they will continue to fight. But man, if you're Oklahoma City, don't let them back in this game. They're do not let them back in this game if it comes to that.
I mean, there's similarities to 2011 in here where Thunder and the Heat are clearly the best defensive team in the league. It's like, how do you even execute against these guys? In times early in the series, it appeared that the Mavs couldn't get jump shots off in that series because the Heat were closing so hard. The same thing is happening against the Thunder, but Rick's figured out a way to, you know, have the upper hand and multiple times in the series. I just think, like, for the balance of it, the Thunder have led for a lot more minutes. They've been in control of games and let it slip through their fingers.
Right.
You know, so there's no way I could bet on the Pacers to do this, but I can't rule it out, and it would be so exciting to watch Rick do it again.
Yeah, he's very, very capable. They are very, very capable. They have really shocked the world, minus the select individuals like Walchuk floating around. And this is going to be a pressure cooker. All the pressure in the world on Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the aftermath of this. You lose this, especially Game 7 at home. After the way this series has played out, you went up 3-2. And you surrendered some games in a really, really embarrassing fashion. And then you go up there last night and you're just lifeless. Like, we don't even care.
Yeah.
That was shocking to me. And so I do think you're right with the desperate team theory. But
why did teams with a chance to close somebody out go play lifeless?
You see it.
Why
see
is it happening?
Credit to the teams that have that mental fortitude to understand the moment. But it's human nature.
I do not want to chance another game. I would be so pissed off right now if I was Oklahoma City. You know, I mean, I know the game is coming back to the home court and all that, but man, you have a chance to close them out. Why do you play the way you do? You
got a bunch of young guys, never been there before.
Overconfidence, I think, plays a role. But it's real.
It happens more times than not, though.
And only the greats, only Jordan, you know, only Kobe, the guys with that absolute laser focus can go on the road and eliminate a team.
Yes.
You know, because it does take a freakish level of determination in those events to withstand the energy coming from those 20,000 people that desperately want it and the other team that feels like their backs are against the wall and they better have the performance of their lives. Like, you're going to get their absolute best punch plus 10% extra energy from that crowd.
I just would go in there with the mindset of, like, guys, we can end this thing right now.
Yeah.
Let's not – I mean, everything is against us. The crowd's against us. Their energy's against us. Everything's against us.
Us against the world. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
let's put these fools away right now.
We always laugh about the circle the wagons thing. Man, you really do circle the wagons there and just end this thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get teams that don't go and you have a chance to just put somebody away and don't do it.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer because you relax just a little bit, like, okay, cool, we got them. We're either going to win 2-0, 3-0, or 2-1, something like that. And next thing you know, they score and you pucker up. So now, where are the Thunder today? You know, do they have the hearts and the focus of a champion, or is doubt starting to creep in? Hard to tell, but can't wait to find out this weekend. Okay, the Caitlin Clark drama and the stories is even bigger this year than last year, and I didn't think it was possible. But, you know, the players think they can get in her head a little bit and slow her down, but I think they're finding out she's, you know, more determined. Maybe she's got more dog in her than people thought. But, yeah, her and Nafisa Collier are leading the early fan voting for the WNBA All-Star Game the league announced today. So I think this will probably be the first one I watch.
Yeah, that would be a first for me as well. And I believe our very own Paige Beckers is in the top six in terms of all-star votes at this point as well.
Okay, the Rangers got swept by the Royals. I did want to bury that lead a little bit. It's a fresh wound. I really felt like on Wednesday they were going to bounce back and they were going to handle up. And now, you know, we have to, you know, go back to thinking maybe they're just not that good. I thought they'd hit a turning point as we started in this. But once you get there and then to have this happen, what's it say about the team right now, guys?
Man, they're down bad. And this has kind of been the story of the season with just how they give you the glimpses. But for the most part, they come up short offensively. And it is extremely frustrating. It's one thing when you're not really hitting at all, and that's a misery in itself. And then now you see the moments where it's like, man, you got times where you got back-to-back doubles, no outs, and you end up the inning with one run. Like, what? Come on, dude. And it's become too consistent. And Corey Seager... When is he going to even?
Yeah, you're right.
When is he going to decide to be anywhere close to the best version of himself? And really, until that happens, this lineup can only do so much for you. And it's a shame. It's a shame that you're wasting pitching the way that you are. But to let a Royals team outdong you and outdo all this kind of stuff—that's at your house.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. This is a down bad situation right now, and it's a long season. And we've seen before things can get turned around, but it's looking bleaker and bleaker by the second for this offense.
Well, it's no longer a long season though, right? We're kind of
75 in now.
Yeah, we're
right. The sample size is big enough now to just say you might be who you are.
Who you are, and I think the thing about it is I think the Royals are a little bit of an underachieving team themselves. You know, if you look at, I mean, they
lost six in a row.
Yeah, they lost to the A's and to the Yankees. I mean, they got swept two series in a row, and you're kind of thinking like, okay, Rangers coming off a good series against the White Sox. Every time you want to believe in this team that maybe, like you're talking about, Dawson has that ability to, okay, they're going to go on a little bit of a run here. They're going to find a way to play at home. They're going to do well against the Royals, the pitching. They're going to find the hitting again.
Yeah.
Nah. You just, nah. You just.
I thought this I don't one
know
was
how
for real.
I do believe they are who they are. Really, really do believe. And they're a 500 team. That's kind of who they are.
They're a total snooze fest to watch.
Yeah.
My first job in radio was on the home of the Mariners, KVAN 1550 in Vancouver, Washington. And, you know, my entire 10 years working in that market, the Mariners played on the radio station that I worked for. This covering this team right now reminds me of that group. And they would always like have a good week that would make you like, okay, is this it?
And then break your heart.
And then, is this it?
Yeah.
Listening to Dave Raymond on the way in with KMC Masterpiece, I mean, he nailed it. Like, you know, the baseball season is a torture. But when you're good, you're at least enough games above 500 and winning series consistently. You're not getting swept. You're not getting nearly shut out. Those are the, you know, the predictive, indicative kind of things that you look for. So, I mean, I hate to do it. Earlier this week, we were talking about, like, hey, maybe you don't need to be buyers. Maybe you don't need to do anything drastic.
But, I
mean, they're heading for being sellers now.
They are.
I think that's the one thing you could say for sure about this team.
There's not anything that's given you the three games against the White Sox. You come in here and two of three saved from the Royals. Okay, now you go to the series with Baltimore and then you kind of figure some things out. Maybe two out of three from them. But you kind of get into a little bit of a role where, like, okay, we're starting to win series. We're starting to put together. We're climbing in the stands. The fact that your division right now, really other than the Astros, I mean, you're kind of in that wild card hunt. But, I mean, the more you feel like, oh, this team could be that kind of team that could get themselves in the playoffs, they really aren't.
No.
They are who they are. And it's no more like, oh, the hitting will come around. If there are buyers at the market, I would be surprised.
It's got to be something, you know, wild. Like, could you do Mally and Gray for an amazing outfielder who's, you know, a candidate to hit 35 home runs and has an on-base plus slugging at 800? You know, I think you got to think we need a strong catalyst bat, someone that we're going to put in here that's feared, you know. Because you can't rely on getting these guys hot at the same time.
You
get Semien hot. Corey Seager goes on the worst stretch of his career.
Yeah.
The worst 18-game stretch of his career starts the day Marcus Semien gets hot.
Yeah.
You can't make it up.
No. The back-and-forth nature of one or two guys at a time starting to get something going from a production standpoint, but they cannot get this thing in sync from top to bottom or anywhere close. And it's miserable, man.
Please go do this for us. So the only other thing, that, like, if you wanted to harvest some sort of chicken soup for your Ranger soul, we got CY. You know, CY is pissed right now.
Oh, my gosh.
He is psycho-peed off.
Agreed. Yeah. And I think I think the fan base, I think they need to start feeling that because there's a little bit too much pat on the back. We're going to figure it out. They need a boot in their ass.
They do. And you know, I think if there's anything else they can do, it will be done. And these are going to be really exciting 5 weeks watching the trade market.
And I know that I mean, there's a part of me that's like, you say they're definitely heading for selling at the deadline, and you just never know with CY because he just never feels like he's out. Last year was a prime example of like that was not a buying team necessarily. They still went out and bought,
yeah.
But you talk about sending a message. We talk about the Cowboys sending negotiational messages.
Oh, yeah.
You send a message to say, like, hey, we're not just going to be out here thinking we're everything's fine and dandy. If we got ears like this, if this is how you want to play, then we're shipping dudes off left and right.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
And you know Ray wouldn't mind that because it would save him real cash.
Absolutely.
Like, if we trade players now, we get to get under the luxury tax threshold and start, you know, hopefully building a war chest for signing your next big players. But I think Adolis, Berger, Mally, Gray, you know, those are the guys that don't have contracts and you could save their salary. That'd be unfortunate to see, because that'd be a white flag waving.
Yeah.
Like, you need Berger and Doley to get hot.
No question.
Yeah.
It's definitely a punting on this season, and that hurts. But from a big picture standpoint, CY sending the ultimate message, play. We're not going to be buying and living in delusional land every year because you guys won a championship one time. And every other time you play, you miss the playoffs.
Yeah, he said earlier in the week, that is. He said earlier in the week, we're not going to be traders if we're 500, or we're not going to be buyers if we're 500. Now they're three games under, and they got a lot of work to do. Okay, what else do we have? Team USA got a goal from defender Chris Richards. They beat Saudi Arabia 1-0, clinched a spot in the knockout round of the tournament. U.S. has won its group in 16 of 17 gold cups. It'll close play Sunday in Group D against Haiti in Arlington. But Saudi Arabia definitely humbled Team USA after their 5-0 win over Trinidad and Tobago. The Yanks only had one shot in the entire first half.
Yeah.
Rah. But they did get the win. They're playing with like eight of their best players. There's a lot of drama behind the scenes, though. And I don't know if they can get it all figured out for next summer, or, you know, if there's now a big wound between your top players and the manager. Okay, we'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion for you, then get to Woolchuck's top 10. Done by the Chief today, buddy. What do you got in store for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm leaking a little bit of confidence here. It's National American Eagle Day. This list is going to be controversial. I might have to punt on it. I don't know. It's going to get a little uncomfortable, but I think it's going to be hilarious at the same time. That's next in the
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nation.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we are live at Pickler Universe thanks to Stella Artois here all afternoon. Actually, up until 5 o'clock. Because that's when Rangers pregame is kicking in. Good thing it's the Pirates. Paul Skene's not going to throw in this series. DeGrom tonight. So reason to believe, Brian.
Is it Pirates or Orioles? What do I mess up on that?
Pirates.
It's Pirates.
Yeah.
We got and Pirates then Orioles. Pirates, yeah. Then Orioles, right? Okay.
Yeah, 5 o'clock pregame, 5:40 first pitch tonight on your home of the Rangers. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Oh-wee, it's Groovy on a Friday, fam. What's good, bro?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Hey,
yeah,
buddy.
We're feeling good.
Hey, buddy. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday at 5:30, and we replay the champ at 2:30 here.
Yeah.
If you see anything this weekend, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all and find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner! This is so perfect going into the weekend. 2 church clips for you backsliders. Yeah, you backsliders. Get the prayer warriors. Tell them listen to 105.3 The Fan. First clip right here. Why are they trolling the prayer request line like this?
We're praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Yeah.
Brother,
it's a good one.
Harry Dick Jones.
You think there's like some 13, 14-year-old kids in the back of the congregation just yo, chuckling to themselves.
Beavis and Butthead. Dude.
And they're getting ready for the whooping of their lives.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yes, they are. Was that you that put the Harry Dick Jones up there and made Pastor read that? My.
You think all that's right. Funny?
They'll yeah. be talking about Harry Dick Jones and that family for the next 100 years.
Harry Dick Jones. And this reverend right here is saved, sanctified, and filled with the holy pause.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week?
Whoa. Ooh.
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
Yeah, wrong neighbor.
The church combo platter is your G-Bag of the Day champion. Next time, it will face challengers. Actually, going to be Monday at 5:30. As today, 5:30, we'll be in the midst of a Rangers game. But whatever the case, it's time now for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 2:20. Here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. What's your best remedy for a headache, by the way? I've been getting some really, really like awful. Like today has been miserable right over my right eye. It's not like full-on migraine status, but my headache has been, and it's starting to become a little bit too frequent for my liking. Once a week, couple times a month, and it's like I can't enjoy
anything. You might
want
to go get that checked.
I can't enjoy anything. It's like right over my right eye.
You might go check that. Yeah.
You know, right in the forehead area. Yeah. So I've kind of simmered it. With, I've thrown the book at it today from start to finish for my hydration.
How about BC powder? Did you throw BC powder in the mix?
Hi, I'm Richard Petty.
I didn't get any BC powder. Maybe that's the next.
I think that's caffeine and acetaminophen.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Something extra.
It's really good. It's kind of like the hair of the dog that bit you in the sense the way it looks.
It is very 1957, but it works. Seriously.
Is that right? Is this a CVS long receipt purchase?
It is like crusties of crusties use this stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
It's usually ibuprofen for me that'll knock out any kind of headache.
Okay. See, that's kind of my deal, too. I hammered 4 of them bad boys this morning.
Dang.
Put a dent in it, bro.
Dude.
I think you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you might want to holler at the doctor, bro, before you have an aneurysm in front of us.
I was in the middle of...
It's like, dude. So then I took like... Thank God my wife let me just, like, pass out for a little while. I took, like, an hour nap before prepping for the show. Woke up. Still there. I'm
like, you need to get that checked,
so
man.
Now it's simmered. I've been hitting, like, a bunch of, you know, coconut water. And she hit me with some zinc.
Cocaine.
BC powder again.
Yeah.
The dog that bit you.
That's the one that I need. That's the one that I need.
Crush those up here on this table.
Yeah. No, it's already, like, in a sleeve. You just... Put it right in the water. Right?
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
And you just shoot it nasally, obviously, right?
It's crazy, yeah.
All right, very good.
No, it's like, seriously, like back in the day, NASCAR dudes,
yeah.
Like they would like be in a wreck and get just slung all over the place. And they were like, hi, I'm Richard Petty. I take BC powder when I wreck here at Talladega. I flipped 18 times, got out of the car, got me a BC powder. Feel like I can run another 500 miles. That's what it is, man. It is like old school, like, you take that, you're one step away from death.
You sold me.
Yeah, and then you take it, and you're like, oh, I'm alive again.
Yep.
That's a
great bag of the day nominee. Brian brought us there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a great commercial, brought us. Yeah. You just hit that out the park, bro. All right, so we're going to go
ahead.
I hang
around those people all the time. That and moonshine is what they drink a lot of that, too.
You know, actually, Harry Dick Jones is a perfect transition to today's list.
Oh, geez.
I would like to just say, of course, happy National American Eagle Day. Now, on the search for an eagle bird list,
I stumbled upon
the factoid.
Steve Miller, Dallas, Texas.
And this is not a ball sacking, that the names of these birds, I don't know who came up with
them. You think some scientists were having some fun?
I think they were having a good time in the lab that day because, like, what would be a provocative name of a bird?
Woodcock.
Okay. Your fastball is working. You are Paul Skeens today, bro.
I took a BC powder before I came in. Feel great.
That is okay. Okay, so think about it. That is like,
yes.
I think that is what would be number 9 on this list of provocative birds.
I think a woodpecker is crazy.
Okay, thank you, Lucius. There we go.
Is nuts, fam.
Are they all phallic? Bald eagle?
Okay, we actually go around the bodies here a little bit with these birds. So I have the top 10 most ridiculous birds in the world.
And you want me to look them up, right?
Yeah, well, just to confirm, because I know you like to think that sometimes I'm out here just fountaining misinformation. Today, welcome to science class, my friend. I'm about to club you over the head with the chalkboard.
Take them to school, chief.
This is very serious.
I'm trying to be serious here.
You guys actually hit the first two. Okay, so you got woodpecker at 10. Nice call, Lucius.
Yeah.
And you got the woodcock at 9. Now, stop me if we just need to, okay?
Lucius will be the judge of that.
Yeah, Lucius. Coming in at number 8, the most provocative bird.
Question I can spell these.
In world history.
The swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That was just on the outside looking in, Dawson.
Honorable mention.
Came in at number 11.
The swallow is crazy.
It's really not on the list.
It's not on the list.
Dang.
Honorable mention.
Dang, Dawson, that was awesome.
You guys have hit out 9, 10, and 11. Okay. Here we go. At number 8, we have the tufted titmouse.
Ooh. Wow. Titmouse.
That's a bird?
That is a bird of many feathers. The tufted titmouse. You can confirm that with your AI stuff over there, Broadus, when you get a chance.
It's searching.
I would honestly love it. Broadus could read a description about these particular birds, so when you get the tufted titmouse popping up, just give us the 411.
I think I spelled it wrong.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
T-U-F-T-E-D.
Oh, wait, okay. Give me one more time.
T-U-F-T-E-D.
Yeah, it definitely deserves a Google with a name like that.
Yeah.
Titmouse. Okay.
That's a cute little bird.
Turn on the safe search over there, Broadus. I know you have it off right now.
It's got me. It's making me log in.
All right. It's all right. So that is number 8. That's a real bird.
It's got some nice shape to it.
I like the shape of them. Going in at number 7, we have the fluffy-backed tit babbler. The fluffy back.
I couldn't get that mouth thing coming up. All of
tufted
the photos. Yeah, I went to the images and all of the photos are blurred out, bro. I can't get one photo. The damn bird.
Yeah, you got to go in incognito mode.
Yeah, don't be on the work computer right now. So fluffy back tit babbler is going to be number 7.
Okay.
Then we get to, now this is an interesting one.
I'm going to Gemini. I'm going to something different.
Okay. I would encourage everyone to Google this bird because I think it's got an interesting aesthetic.
Okay.
Of course, coming in at
Hello.
Number 7,
Hello,
it's the
Brian.
Andean cock of the rock.
Wow.
And I see this one on like a branch.
Is that R-O-C-K? Or is that just
wow,
R-O-C-K?
So that
I don't know why it's on the rock.
Holy cow.
Isn't that a weird looking
I can
one?
See why he's named a cock.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
Okay. Just the...
You got to be kidding me.
I'm hearing
it's a strikingly beautiful bird.
It is.
Yeah.
It's orange in color.
Yeah.
Phallic in nature.
South American.
Yeah.
South American?
It's South American.
Yeah. Andean.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
It says it's got a leaking behavior.
You got to be kidding me.
All right.
Lucius, L-E-K-K-I-N-G. What is that?
This is science.
Leaking?
I think that's leaking.
Yeah.
Is that premature?
It's during breeding season. Sorry about that, Lucius.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Breeding season.
From the Andean cock of the rock.
What number is that?
That was number five.
That was
number six. Here comes number five.
Halfway home.
Okay.
American bush tit comes in at number five.
All right. We're having fun at the old ballpark.
Yeah. This is a social songbird from what I understand. And it's American. So we appreciate this bird.
Oh, it is. Just, yeah. It's found in Western North America. Known for its highly social nature.
Yeah.
Hey, big boy. And unique nesting habits.
Oh, I see it there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so, yeah. I understand why they call it that there.
It's got a pretty big chest body.
Yeah.
Plump body with a large head.
Yeah. I was trying to understand why they would use that specific T word to describe a bird.
Yeah, what is that?
It comes from an old English word which means something small.
Oh, okay. And you know what? Interesting of all these birds, they are pretty small. Like we're showing love to the American eagle today. That's a giant bird. These are all tiny birds.
2.8 to 3.1 inches for birds. This bird.
All right, now number four.
That's why it's not a cock.
Blue-footed booby.
Yeah.
Blue-footed booby.
Yeah, I've heard of the boobies before.
I mean, really blue feet. This is a bird. Think about the web foot of like a duck or something, pretty large. And it's actually just 100% blue. Leg and the foot.
That is badass, dude. That looks like something that AI would make.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I had to check this quite a bit to make sure this wasn't an AI situation.
G-O-D.
Because these AI videos that are coming out now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Are these just like flooding your algorithms a little bit? I'm like, dude, that's a tidal wave coming onto like a highway?
Like the people eating the chicken. Have you seen the one eating the chicken?
No.
No, that's scary, bro. I thought it was a real person until they ate the whole chicken.
Like
while it was steaming, Then I was like, okay, this is not real. This is not real. But that blue-footed booby looks like it has like some blue fomicides on.
Yeah.
Nike Fomicides on, like he's fresh to death, bro.
It's saying the booby part of their name is thought to come from the Spanish word bobo, meaning stupid or foolish.
Oh, my God.
Referring to their somewhat clumsy gait. So when they're moving, they kind of like, you know.
They're more of a flyer.
Like Mardi Gras Brian.
Just stumbling in an Avis parking lot.
Exactly, just falling on the ground.
I like that. It's a good-looking bird, and that's the first real big bird we've seen make an appearance.
Kind of like a penguin.
You know? Yeah. Yes. From the beak, the face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awkward walking.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Okay, Steve. Okay, Steve Urban.
She's a beauty, Mike.
Coming in at number three, we have the red-rumped bush tyrant.
All right.
Red-rumped.
Lot to unpack here. This is another beautiful bird, got to say. Multicolored, but red-rumped
bush tyrant.
That's correct, Lucius.
Okay,
oh, yes.
Yeah, I can relate. I understand that vibe.
This is, this might be.
These are fly catchers.
Spirit animals.
These are fly catchers.
Mm-hmm. They're found in Bolivia and Colombia and Ecuador and Peru.
True.
Bush tyrant.
Red-rumped bush tyrant. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, coming in at number two, we have the all one word. Dick Sissel.
Sizzle?
Sissel. Now, perhaps the pronunciation does lean a little bit more, but it is a double S, so I'm going Dick Sissel. And
quite an investigator.
Small seed-eating migrator, migratory bird.
I just typed it in a ridiculous way just to
cardinals,
see what
did you? Oh, no.
Oh, it came up.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Hey, okay.
That's crazy that Dick Sissel made it, but Swallow didn't.
It resembles a miniature meadowlark.
Does it really?
Grayish brown black, dark streaks, bright yellow breast, featuring black bib or V-shaped patch.
Ooh. Where's that at? Is it like a landing strip situation?
I knew you were going to say that.
What's the locale? Drop a pin. I'll see you there. Coming in at number one is the sombre tit. There he is. Europe, Southwest Asia. Sombre tits occur in low density in thid woodlands at a very high level. Shout out to all the birds on National American
Eagle.
Fly like an eagle.
Salute. Yes, all right, sir. It's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush. Brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois. Come by for some cold beer samples. Cold beer! I think they got some NAs here for you as well. So if you see me, you can beer me with one of those bad boys. I'd appreciate it. Cowboys and Mavs updates coming up at the top of the hour along with Eric Nadel. But biggest L, biggest W.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who's next, Chief? Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan today on a Friday along with Stella Artois. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush, right here on the service road. Just north of Bush. So we'd love to have you come by, do some pickleball, and maybe have a sample of Stella Artois. Here's the Chief with our Friday staple.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Got to say, catching a big dub right now, just hanging out with you boys on a three-hour Friday, soaring into the weekend, courtesy of Stella Artois. I mean, this is good stuff right here, man. Just what an honor. What an honor to be in your presence.
Broadus is in the zone.
He really is.
Got his fastball working. I think two or three of his best moments of the year have all happened in the last 45 minutes.
I'll tell you what, that list was incredible, though.
Hey.
That really was. That was a lot of fun.
That was a good time, man. Shout out to the
well done
the Eagle. Yeah. I appreciate that. All right, so let's go ahead and show some love here. 817. Actually, I think the biggest dub was seeing our guy Ruben, who caught a fat nasty L last night as he's a Thunders fan. But he didn't realize, he's engineering our broadcast, he didn't realize until after the first segment, we were in the commercial break, he's like, wait, we're off at 5 o'clock today? I watched him experience that in real time, and it was like, it was a childlike excitement. The giddiness was pouring out of him, a guy who was still hungover from his Thunder, absolutely embarrassing the sport of basketball last night.
That's a big L,
Okay, 817, that's our guy Rodeo Ron, biggest dub, three-day weekend. He just popped up in here. He says, biggest L, he's actually, it looks like he's calling me out. He says, biggest L, seeing Eric in a mismatched socks at Pickler Universe. I guess his wife didn't dress him today. Very good. Yes, I guess.
That's a norm right there, right? You just kind of show up in what you show up in, right?
It's a good look.
We were, like I said, I had a headache today. I mean, getting out of the house.
So only one eye worked?
Yeah, one eye. So I do have a white showing ankle sock or like mid-calf sock or whatever, and then a black one. So I don't know. I can't believe he noticed that. I figured if anybody was going to call me out for it, it would be Broadus in his little "Hey Dude" golf shoe, whatever.
I've learned so much just not to even bother calling you out about this anymore. The boss came in and was talking about a potential clothing sponsor for us for Love of the Star. And I just started laughing uncontrollably because I was thinking about you and the clothing sponsor.
Wow. Your vision good, though? Yeah. Yeah, my vision's good.
Bro, you seriously need to go get that checked out.
Because I got the LASIK last year, and my vision has been incredible.
Behind the eyes.
I didn't know it was going to be x-ray vision.
Don't mess with that.
But it is. Don't mess
with that. It's not improving with over-the-counter meds.
The ibuprofen really didn't work. It wasn't until my wife gave me some zinc, like some liquid zinc and something else, and then I started hammering the coconut water with the electrolytes. And then,
do you think you're dehydrated?
Perhaps. I guess there's certainly that chance. That's what I'm hoping.
But this is reoccurring.
But yeah, this is something that for the last couple of months.
Lucius is right, man. Don't mess with this thing.
Might have to pay a visit to the
might just be
doctor.
Tension. Yeah. Maybe
you're a doctor out there listening. Go see Eric. Please.
Maybe I'm just stressing my balls off.
I mean, having three little kids.
He said tension. How about hypertension?
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, I might have to revisit a couple of the habits. Okay, here we go. 469. Biggest L. Son broke my teeth. Dang, bro. It's got to have surgery.
Fighting your son in the front yard?
Yeah, I wonder what that was. I'm guessing like some type of wiffle ball, maybe golf teaching scenario. All of a sudden, swings back and gets you.
I had a buddy one time. We were water skiing at the lake, and he broke his front two teeth on the ski ladder.
Ooh.
Pulled it down. Boom. And it went right in his mouth. He's spitting out teeth and like, bro, you got to suck it up. We're not going in to get this fixed.
suck it up.
So he basically, he skied, but he was missing.
How about you suck it? That's what I would have responded with. Yeah. As I got
but he pulled the ski ladder down and it hit him right in the mouth.
Wow.
And he just started spitting teeth.
My worst aquatic injury was jumping off that cliff into 1 foot water, broke my leg. That sucked. But in 2010, I was down at Corpus Christi with my buddy Brett and it was in the middle of the night. They were fishing in the boat down in the dock, and I went down there to, get in and join the fishing, and I slipped, and, I went sideways. And you know how you fall into, the base into that boat? Yeah. And I'm, falling backwards thinking, please don't let me hit my head on anything because that would really hurt.
Yeah.
But I just landed and held my beer and kind of stuntmanned it and got back up. One of the most impressive falls I've ever had.
Did you spill a drop? Probably not.
Maybe one, maybe a little.
That is impressive.
It was still a usable beer, though.
Hey, good on you, man, especially in the middle of the night like that when you don't even have your wits about you entirely.
Dude, I could barely walk.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? Woo! Don't mind me.
That's dedication, man.
Don't mind me laying in the bottom of the boat.
214 took an L today, went to the Core 2 exam for my CompTIA A+, and missed the passing score by 2 questions.
Oh,
I don't even know what that is, but I'm sorry to hear that. That's definitely a bummer.
Was there not anybody you could cheat off of next to you?
Well, sometimes, yeah. I think if it's a high-level exam situation, they're not even really giving you that opportunity in terms of peeking. Now, if you can
sneak something in. How would you rate yourself as a college cheater?
Probably a good 7, 8.
Out of 10?
Out of 8.
We had guys in the athletic department that actually were like, Southeastern Conference all-academic team. We had a guy, Brian Kinchin, and he played in the NFL for he was a deep snap. Played in the NFL for 14 years. Brian was all-SEC academic team.
What's that, 2-8?
Couldn't even spell his own name.
No, he was well over 3.
Oh, okay.
But he was really good at scamming around. He overslept on a final. The professor goes, Brian, it's okay. You've done a great job. You can take it in my office.
No.
He got an F. No.
True serum. That was a true serum game for old Brian.
He went from all SEC academic team to I'm sorry. He took that F there on that final.
Oh, that's incredible, man.
Yeah.
325, biggest dub. Got to meet the GOAT. Somebody, Josh? I don't know. Sorry. Cool. I'm nervous about all these names. Now every time names get read, because of the Bobby thing.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. But
you know, Bobby is doing something evil right
Josh,
now.
Josh, yeah, I'm just trying to be careful with these names. Don't want to step in it. 214, biggest dub this week, seeing my son having a ball at the splash pad. That's our buddy Woody in the 214, still sober off the benzos and the opiates.
There you go.
Rocking it. There was actually somebody else, 817, recovering addict, celebrating 7 years clean
there
this week.
Keep it going.
Crushing.
Absolutely on fire, 817. Good for you. Okay, let's see. We got, a lot of Pacers dubs, a lot of Thunder L's getting texted. And how about the Arkansas College World
off
Series?
The face.
Oh, my goodness, man. I mean, on the heels of Gage Wood going freaking berserko mode, an absolute force of nature with 19 punch outs, getting it done, free brisket for life. This is still an ultimately big-time dub week if you're just individually Gage Wood. Gage Wood, the only person in Arkansas catching a dub this week. Everyone else, that was like a baseball follies type way to lose a do or die game.
Well, they had a chance to maybe get that, they get the 6-4-3 double play, and they went to third to cut the runoff to get an out. They could have ended the game, but
it's an easy double play, and he's throwing it to.
And the first game that Arkansas and LSU played, the same ground ball. They tried to turn it, and they were late on the throw. So I don't know, man. I am so happy that LSU is in this thing right now. And so, I mean, Coastal Carolina is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough one to play. But I'll tell you what, man, Arkansas has a history. They've lost 5 straight to LSU at the College World Series.
Wow.
And when Arkansas
did you celebrate that?
I'll tell you what, I sat there and really in disbelief.
Yeah.
I did feel bad for the Arkansas kids, but I felt like we're LSU. We deserve this damn thing. We made you make mistakes today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put the ball in play, and you kicked it around all day.
Yeah.
So hey.
Now I saw why Gage Wood only had 3 wins this year. Good grief, that defense playing behind him.
That's a great point, man. He's like, the only way we can get out of here alive is if I don't let them hit the ball once. Yeah. Otherwise, we will find a way to bleep this up. SportsCenter Not Top 10 coming to you. Probably already came to you this morning. SportsCenter Not Top 10, Arkansas. That losing that game had to have been number one, right? Can anybody confirm that for us? Please let us know.
That's the worst. It happens in co-ed softball sometimes. Like, some dude will come in from the outfield wearing the seams of the baseball on his cheek. You know?
All-time bad look.
We don't expect that with
D1. When that ball deflected off that left fielder, I'm like, we're going to find a way. We're going to win this thing now. We're going to win this thing. It was that. Man, Arkansas just has that kind of horrible luck in the College World Series. They just really do. They get a brilliant pitching performance. They have a chance to put LSU away to force a deciding game, and they just kick it around the yard.
I have a lot of friends that love that program, and I enjoy it too. I like going up to Fayetteville and catching a game, or we travel
fans
up there
amazing.
For soccer. Great fans, but
they
just can't quite get it right.
It's hilarious, man. Nope. It really is. Yeah. Shout out to Tim and Carthage, by the way. Woo Pig, my friend. 972L met Alec Medford yesterday and called him Carter. Oh, no.
Oh, both Reds were out there at the ballpark yesterday.
Both Reds.
Wrong Red.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. 940, I like this. Biggest dub was golfing on Company Dime on Monday. Biggest L didn't get to golf on Company Dime today as well. So I totally get that, but that's a fun
where they
fun
play?
Kick off the
Text
week.
Text in if you tell us where you played.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
All right, 817, Biggest L, grandmother-in-law's funeral was Tuesday. Sorry to hear that, but she is in no more pain, so that's a victory. Godspeed to you, my friend.
Yeah.
940, our buddy Jaime, I had very similar headaches for a while, started drinking Dr. Pepper 2 to 3 times a week, and they subsided. Might be caffeine. Wow. If Dr. Pepper's my medicine, then I have the greatest affliction of all time.
That's why it's called Dr. Pepper.
Hit it.
Maybe that's the bit he's doing right there. I hope that's true, though, Jaime. We love you. 469, biggest L of the week. Learned that my cow is pregnant right before taking her to slaughter. Oh, gatos. Man. Oh.
What is that?
So you couldn't slaughter it then?
I don't.
How about have the calf be born, then slaughter?
That's really not my wheelhouse. I know all about the eating of the cow, but the slaughtering is just not. I haven't ventured down that road yet.
I kind of feel like that maybe they planned this one out poorly. They could have got the calf out of there, maybe, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's what you call an anchor baby.
If they would have been on their P's and Q's.
It's like we're going back to the farm.
Hey, what's that duck meal that has like another meal inside of it? There's another meat inside of it?
A turducken.
Is that what that is?
That's kind of like that, right?
A turkey stuffed with a duck?
Is that what that is?
Inside of a chicken.
Yeah, that's
John Madden.
That's kind of what's going on right there at the slaughterhouse. You know what I mean? You got a cow, and there's like a little delicacy on the inside here.
Yeah. Full service right here. Yeah, a little bit for everybody. All right, that's one down, two to go. We're live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, Rangers pregame's coming up in 2 hours. They got to stop this losing streak right now. But coming up next, we'll talk some Cowboys and Mavs, and then Eric Nadel is going to join us here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.